Welcome to the March 14th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today is the beginning of the UUC annual pledge drive, and the theme for the service is Renewing Our Commitment to UUC. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Alyssa Short.
Welcome. Welcome whoever you are, whomever you love, however you express your identity. No matter where you are on your spiritual path, you are welcome here. I'm Reverend Pam, and I am delighted to be leading worship this morning with our worship associate, Alyssa Short, and several other members of our congregation. If you are visiting this congregation for the first time, you are especially welcome. We are so glad that you found us. There'll be a link in the chat where you can find the virtual visitors card. And if you fill it out, then we'll be able to keep up with you and let you know about things that are happening here. Later in our service, we will also lift up joys and sorrows from within the congregation. So if you have a joy or a sorrow this week that you would like to share, please follow that link in the chat, and we'll share those joys and sorrows aloud later in the service. As always, when we invite everyone to stick around after the service for a virtual coffee time, we'll meet in smaller groups in breakout rooms for more opportunities for connection and conversation. There are also many other meetings and gatherings held throughout the week, both on the UUC grounds and virtually, that you might be interested in. There are sessions on meditation and on just social gatherings, book conversations. So check out the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links. And thank you to the many volunteers who make all of these activities possible. I also want to call your attention to one special activity, which is tomorrow evening. The anti-racism group is doing an exercise that will help us to understand more about what it means to be African American in this country. And that's in preparation for our hopefully voting to affirm the eighth principle at our annual meeting later this spring. So that will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And now I'd like to invite Karen Hager, our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, to tell us what the children are doing.
Good morning, everyone. Have you been out to hunt shamrocks yet?
The UC Leprechaun has made his annual visit and placed shamrocks all along the meditation path. Follow the path and find all the shamrocks, and you'll uncover a clue that'll lead you to a gift he's left for us. The hunt runs through the entire month, and you're welcome to come anytime during daylight hours. Please socially distance from other hunters and wear a mask. Now before I go, here's what the kids were up to in RE last week. Our preschool class read the storybook Gruffalo and had fun making Gruffalo masks. And our K-5 class watched the Pixar short Boundin', talked about finding and expressing joy in life, and enjoyed making sheep cupcakes with their families. See you next week.
And now I'd like to invite you to join with the Mayer family as we light our chalice.
We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Good morning. I'm Alyssa Short, your worship associate for this morning. As we begin our annual stewardship campaign, we are honored to hold space for the voices of our congregation. Their reflections this morning will thoughtfully guide us through the questions of what inspires us to commit to the UUC, why we pledge, and what this investment means to us. Before I introduce our speakers, I'd like to share our opening words for this morning. Call to Worship for Stewardship Sunday by Leslie Takahashi. To worship means to consider that which has worth. Today we consider with gratitude the many gifts of this community, the opportunity to be affirmed in who we are and to offer that affirmation to others. The chance to stand up together to help remake the world in the ideal of justice. The freedom to choose one's own path to truth and to learn from the travelogues of others. The space to expand one's own spirit and to reconnect after busy or humdrum weeks with the sustaining truths of one's life. Regular reminders that we must see our world through the lens of love. And the aspiration to consider all life as precious, for if all of it is made of stardust, how could it not be wondrous? So this morning, let's welcome all these gifts with gratitude, for they have been paid for with many currencies. The blood of martyrs who died so that we can be free in our religion. The sweat of those who persisted in justice's name against hostility and adversity. The tears of those who struggled to build better lives for those in this life. The questions of our children as they understand the world anew and offer their understanding to us as a fresh lens. The laughter and joy of those giddy with the embrace of community. The dollars and cents of those who gave what they could and then stretched a little more. The infinite small acts of service that make the parts greater than the whole, done by those who knew themselves in sympathy with our purposes. So today we consider with gratitude and humility what it means to pay forward what has been paid forward to us. And now with all of this, let us enter into worship with gladness in our hearts. We welcome Clyde Marshall Teets to the center of our virtual sacred space. Clyde, thank you. We meet your reflection with open minds and deep listening.
When I first started attending the UUC, I took comfort in being new. Being new is nice. You meet people for the first time, multiple times, and you aren't expected to know the tunes of the hymns. Then I started remembering some of the names sometimes and recognizing the songs, but it was still nice to be new. I got to be the new person at all the committee meetings I curiously wandered to. I even got to be the new coffee maker. You can ask questions easier when you're new, and you can explain that you don't know where anything is with the phrase, "I don't know, I'm new." When a new member's orientation was offered, I felt obligated to go since I was so new. It was a trick. After Patrick led us through some simple icebreakers and praised us for our amazing performance, we were informed that we could become members of the UUC. I told Reverend Pam that I thought I already was a member. She said something like, "You are, but it would be more official if you make a promise to donate some money and sign the book, and then you can vote on congregational decisions." Those were not her exact words, but it was like that. I don't think my membership was being questioned at this orientation, but it was possible that my status of being new was reaching its limits of respectability. My precious newness was allowing me to be involved without feeling too overwhelmed with the expectations that I might be reliable. I don't feel confident about my reliability. The stewardship commitment and the membership commitment forced me to admit that I was losing my claim to being new. Everyone was welcoming me and expressing to me in the variety of ways that I belong here. But being new was letting me keep a safe distance from the commitments implied in belonging to a congregation. When I was settled and comfortable being perpetually new, the ask to pledge funds and my decision to oblige required that I move from just seeing how I could help out to joining in on a project that asks, what world can we live in when we live together as our full selves? Pledging some funds and calling the UUC my congregation reveals my dependence on this project and the project's dependence on me. We are investing in each other. We aren't just donating to a charity. We are saying that this thing we are doing is essential. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine and Clyde, for your offerings. And now it is time for our offering. One way that we celebrate our community and offer our support is by collecting an offering and sharing half with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, we are supporting the Montgomery County, Radford City, Floyd County chapter of the NAACP's Early Literacy Book Drive. They are distributing books to promote family and youth reading at home. In the words of the NAACP's Education Committee, we especially want books that reflect diversity, equity, and inclusion of all types of people. Why? Because it is valuable for all children and families to see people who look like them and people who don't look like them in books. You can contribute through the Give Plus app, or you can text FUND to 844-909-2617. If you are new to donating via these methods, you can look in the order of service and the announcements for more information. You will also be able to continue giving after the service as well. Please join me in accepting these offerings together. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
Now I invite us to take a deep breath. Settle in just for a moment of thought. This marks the 1 year anniversary of the first time we were together on Zoom. The first time that you braved worshiping via computer. I invite you to think now of the sorrows of this past year, the losses, the sadness, the separation. It has been a hard year. And yet, we are all here together. Hold those sorrows, hold those losses lightly. And now I invite you to call to mind all the joys of your heart. The joys of seeing loved ones' faces, albeit on a computer screen, of hearing their voices, of moments of quiet reflection and of deep joy. And yet, we are still together. I invite you now to think of your hopes for the year ahead. After you get your vaccine, what's the first thing you want to do that you haven't been able to do? What lessons from this past year do you want to carry forward into your life? May all our hopes and wishes come true. And may we make it so. Amen. And blessed be.
We now welcome Jean Elliott and Sharon Crane to our virtual sacred space. Together, Jean and Sharon use their words to take us on a tour of so many aspects of the UUC. Let us sit back, take a breath, and fully savor their beautiful offering.
Hi, my name's Jean Elliott, and it's my partner Sharon Crane, and we were asked to talk about commitment and pledging, and that was hard. Roll our eyes, groan, but why we came to become members, and so that set about a bit of reflection. Here's what we came up with. I guess the little bit about the backstory is we've been looking and seeking for a long time as far as congregations that felt right, but mostly
where we fit.
Yeah. And dogma got in the way, creeds, the calendar, the Christian calendar where they had to tie everything into a certain week. It just didn't feel right to us. And we had come a couple times over to the services and really enjoyed them, but really we started coming back in 1999, 2000 to Sufi dancing, the Dances of Universal Peace. And that embodied so many different religions and felt so good
honored
to us
them.
And honored them. And it was in those dances that we also realized how beautiful and peaceful the inside of the church was. Mm-hmm. And as we came on Sunday mornings here and there, that, you know, I love looking out those big windows and seeing nature and
getting a warm welcome. yeah,
it was hard to not have anybody, you know, you can't walk into your church or our church without somebody greeting, including Isabel was the most welcoming of everyone, knew our names immediately, had those name cards for us the next week, and that felt good. But I guess to break down the service a little bit, when Karen Hager comes to tell us what the kids are doing each week, I am amazed. I'm excited, and I'm not going. I know, I haven't seen that Twilight Zone or talk about Harry Potter or, you know, it just sounds, and I think it's so important. I mean, the graying of the church today, and we have such a vibrant young community. We are so lucky, and they're coming for a reason, and I think that's wonderful. And we love, master naturalists, and we love the outdoors. And so the gardens are particularly attractive and a welcoming space, a place to
contemplate. Shared with the neighbors.
Shared with neighbors, yeah. Yeah. But I guess we also, in the garden, you find the principles, and we had not been that familiar with that, but I think the principles we found dovetail.
I can embrace them, and that's something I've not been able to do in a lot of congregations I've been part of. I also, I realize that I can be who I am over at the UU's, and I can, grow into who I'm becoming along with a lot of other people who are trying to do the same thing. And it's very affirming, and it's I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the freedom to do that.
Right. We at first were just searching for what they called open and affirming place where we could be ourselves and partners, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't matter. But it's more than that. It's you're not just... And I keep saying you're, but we are not just open and affirming. We embrace social justice work and being an activist. That was very important to us. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying and, but I guess
I think that's all we need to say. We donate because this is a wonderful place, and it's a freeing place, and it needs to be supported. We need to maintain this building. We need to maintain the wonderful people who do the stuff that bring us all these programs. And I sound like NPR, but to support Pam and her family, they're doing the work of the congregation. And I am glad to be a part of that very much.
Yeah, we've also done a little bit with the Soul Matters group and gotten to know a few folks with that. That's been great, and participated with some of the Better Angels, and appreciate that as well. But I guess I'm also a big fan, being a former choir director. I just love sitting and watching Jared. I get at a place and when we're meeting where I can see his hands on the piano. We have so many gifted people. And it's really a wonderful thing to be a part of it. So I guess we'll finish with the auction. And even though this isn't about the auction, we just went, oh, auction. We didn't want to go. So we went a couple times. And what keeps us happy, it's a happy place, but we really like renting Patrick.
He's done some wonderful things for us.
Yeah, what a handyman. But that's just another bonus aspect to and being a part of it.
It's another way to give to the church, to help support it.
Right. So
that's it.
That's our 2 cents. We kissed a lot of frogs, and we think we found our prince.
Thank you.
I'm telling you what, after that testimonial, I'm thinking, first off, how amazing that story was, but also, I think that's deserving of everyone being able to sit close enough to Jared to be able to see his hands as he plays.
We now open up our hearts to the memories and reflections of longtime member Judy Snoke. Judy and Arthur Snoke raised their family in the UUC, and it is our honor to hold this sacred space for Judy's words.
My name is Judy Snoke. I'm Jewish, and my husband Arthur was raised in a liberal Protestant church. We were married by a rabbi, but we didn't associate on a regular basis with any religious community until we had kids. When we came to Blacksburg, I had our kids go to the Jewish Saturday school. At the recommendation of a friend, we started going to the Unitarian Fellowship, and the kids had classes in the basement of the old house. At that time, there were no services in the summer, but there were several activities like canoeing and hiking, which we and our kids enjoyed. One year, there was some kind of vote, and the Fun and Frolic Committee was voted the most popular, most important of our activities. A couple of years later, at a membership book signing, we were surprised to see our 6-year-old daughter in line to sign the book. She explained to us that she preferred the Fellowship Sunday School to the Jewish Saturday School. Pledging was very casual in the 80s when we were in the house at the bottom of the hill. Reverend Wayne Aronson wrote that he visited a congregation that didn't take up the offering, but had an unmarked plate near the door that had some bills in it. That was us. I recall that at one summer activity, Bill Fry, who was treasurer then, told Arthur he needed money for mortgage payments. When asked how he could keep track of the fellowship budget, Bill explained that his left back pocket was for the fellowship. We gave Bill money and pledge now because the UUC has become our community.
Thank you so much, Judy. We now welcome our closing speakers, the Mayer family, Brian, Katie, Eliza, and Hazel, as they offer us a sparkling glimpse of our bright future together. Thank you, Mayer family. We meet your words with love and with hope.
Hello, we are the Mayer family. Our children's participation in the RE program is important to us because it provides us a caring and nurturing environment where they can learn to be thoughtful and compassionate people. We also see it as a way to educate our children about different people and religious beliefs. The RE program exposes them to many different beliefs and ideals that people have all over the world. This enables them to make personal but informed decisions about how they choose to live their life. The RE programs also give them a creative and social outlet that we know is safe and caring. When we make our pledge, we primarily consider the RE program and its impact on our children and the resources needed to make that happen. This is the primary way we engage in UUC, and therefore we want to make sure we are contributing to enable that. Hazel, can you share what you like about the RE program?
I like that we watch videos and that there's something to talk about the videos. I like the funny videos, and I like my projects, especially the baking ones.
How about you, Eliza? What do you like about RE?
I like my projects, all my projects, and I like Mr. Dan's funny songs the best, and I like...
The stories?
Yeah.
The stories.
The funny stories.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. I've been hearing about Mr. Dan. I didn't realize it was the funny stories that was such a draw. I wish that we could all get to go to the RE classes. They do sound like lots of fun. So let me talk about the bureaucracy part of what we're doing today. Today is the beginning of our stewardship pledge drive. But it's not really the beginning because 56 pledges have already come in. And people have already pledged $159,492 out of the $345,000 we're looking for. That means we're 46% of the way there. This year has been a different year. So we know that some people may not feel that they can commit as much this year as they'd like, but others may be able to commit more. So if you have the means, think about carrying forward some of those of us who can't give as much and maybe give a little bit more. And in the few weeks ahead, we'll give you updates and let you know how we're doing. But really, it's not just about the money. It's about our hearts. So now that you've heard several stories, it's your turn to consider what your relationship is to this congregation, to consider your commitment. When I meet with couples before I officiate their weddings, I ask them to write me a letter telling me about how they met and about their relationship and why it is they want to commit themselves to each other. It's really helpful when I haven't met the couple before so that I can create a personalized service that is meaningful to them. But I think it's more meaningful to them because it gives them an opportunity to sit down and reflect and remember and to articulate the importance of each other and of their relationship. I love reading their stories. Some are sweet and romantic. Others are silly and funny. One of them was a top 10 list, the top 10 reasons why I love my bride. Others are long and rambling. I've even had some people write, "Please don't say anything about what I'm saying here in the service." But they've taken that opportunity to do an honest reflection on who they are and who they are becoming in this new marriage, in this new commitment. And I have to admit, I often tear up a little bit and always smile when I read those letters. So this morning, you've heard five different stories told in very different ways. Stories that started many years ago and others that are relatively recent. So I invite you now to think, to pause and reflect on the story of your relationship with UUC. How did it start? How has it changed? What does it mean to you today to be part of this religious community? As you consider the story of your relationship to UUC, as you consider how much you feel called to pledge this year. Think about your generosity as an expression of gratitude for those who came before, who started the fellowship and made it into what it is today. Think about your generosity as an expression of commitment, your commitment to this congregation and to all its members and friends, and also a commitment to fulfill our mission of inspiring spiritual and ethical growth, creating compassionate community, and transforming our community and the world through courageous love. Think about your generosity as an expression of commitment to our future together. I am so grateful for all those who shared their voices today. I know it's a big ask. We are so grateful to hear your stories and to help us reflect on our own. As Alyssa read earlier in the service, today we consider with gratitude and humility what it means to pay forward what has been paid forward for us. In the week ahead, I invite you to reflect on your commitments to yourself, to your family, your friends, and to this congregation, but mostly to the rest of the world. And we will extinguish our chalice. But not to the light of truth, not the warmth of community, and certainly not to the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. Amen, and blessed be.